Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Near FM.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Jim, I have to admit, the National Festival Technology, it's new to me. I didn't even know
it is new.
I didn't even know it existed. Tell us a little bit about it, its origins.
Yeah, so our first year of Tech Week is what we're calling it and have decided to call it last year. Last year, 2014, in which we had about 40,000, just about 42,000 people participate in the event last year. So this is our second year running Tech Week, and we're hoping to double the number of participants, up to over 80,000 actual participants through schools and various scout groups and community activities that are going to go on through the week of Tech Week, which is actually from the... let me get this right, the 26th of April through to the 2nd of May.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm just reading the dates here. Yeah, the 26th of April is correct. As you say, Tech Week, I mean, we all know we're living in a more technical world now. But what kind of events go on during the week? Because a week kind of...
Yeah.
Is a week long enough? Because when you say a week, you say, what do you do? What do you do in a week?
Well, look, what we're trying to do was shine a light. Like any time you run an event of this nature, right, what we're trying to do is we're trying to shine a light on the importance of technology in our lives, the opportunities that it offers our young people, certainly around careers, also around the impact it's having on all of our lives, elderly people that are coming to grips with technology and what will it will enable for them. You know, a lot of our corporate supporters are that are on board, like the Googles and the Salesforce, Accenture, Pooka, all these kind of companies. But it's all the technology companies that are behind the likes of the Irish Computer Society, Science Foundation Ireland. All of us are coming together during this week to try to shine a light on those opportunities and to basically celebrate technology in our lives. So what kind of events do we have? Well, we have our culmination of the event on the 29th and 30th in Dublin Castle. We actually have a showcase that's going to take place during those 2 days in the print works at Dublin Castle. And at that, we're going to have three national finals. The national finals for the F1 in Schools competition, which is basically a competition in which student teams have competed at regional events around the country throughout the year, competing on basically designing, using computer-aided design to actually design a small race car that's powered by CO2 canisters that gets fired down a race course. But there's a whole kind of... just like an F1 team, there's the advertising required around that, the marketing of the event, the actual engineering specifications that go into creating the car. All of that is presented and judged, right? So that's a real technology-focused activity for kids. There's also a national Scratch. Scratch is a coding language that's been developed in MIT in the United States several years ago, really to try to make coding accessible to young people, students, kids or whatever. So there's a national finals of a competition that has been going on throughout the year, again, for kids that are designing programs or writing code using Scratch. And the final of that is on during those 2 days, as well as the young IT entrepreneurs event, which is going to be judged winners will be announced during that time as well. So there's going to be a whole showcase of technology down there as well, featured during those couple of days that the public can drop in on as well.
Yeah,
so that's the event aspect.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of crammed full of stuff, all right. And when I seen the F1 part, I thought that sounds exciting. What's that? Because I know. Technology now, I mean, when I was going to school, I have two sons now in secondary school, and technology is a big part of the curriculum and all, is because we have become a more tech-friendly society, and our kids especially, I mean, I just see them and they're pressing all kinds of buttons and they're just wired into this stuff. But for a lot of kids, I think they just see it as a means of maybe entertainment. It's what they do.
Well, I think it's spot on. And what you've just identified is a major issue, right?
Yeah.
Is that in a lot of our kids, and I mean we're all the same. Mm-hmm. The technology aspects that are used, say, predominantly by kids, are the social applications of IT, right? So it's all about, you know, connecting with your friends, connecting with things that interest you, you know. So the use of the likes of Twitter or the likes of Facebook or the likes of, you know, Snapchat, these kind of things are all about being connected, right?
Yeah.
And so the ability to kind of to swipe and to kind of, you know, use the selfie generating photos and this sort of stuff. All that is the kind of things that are just absolutely native to kids.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff that is some of the issues that come out of that is while there is a real, let's say, affinity for kids for that kind of thing, what we can't lose sight of is that the actual hard skills that they're going to need to be able to have a job aren't those kind of skills. Yes, being familiar with those things is useful, but, you know, the ability to actually, first of all, use the software that you and I and every person that has a job is presented with every day we go into our office place, that those skills need to be taught to students. And sometimes schools aren't doing that, right?
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're actually anticipating and expecting that students have all those skills today, right? With innately, that they just pick them up. What I always say is if you can find me somebody that just innately knows how to use, spreadsheet software without having any instruction in it, well, then that's quite a leap to be able to say that somebody could do that, or to be able to even format a Word document appropriately so that it can be used in a mail merge or something like that. These are all skills that have to be taught. So those are kind of user skills, or what we would call computer literacy or digital literacy skills, right, that are essential for every job that you're going to do forever from now on, right? I don't care what you're doing. But the other side of that is the computing side, or the computing side, or what would have been historically known as computing science.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are people that are going to be actually building the software, right?
Yeah.
Building the software, and then the computing engineering stuff where people are going to be building the hardware. Those skills are absolutely essential as well, and some of the coding and that sort of stuff that comes up. Those kind of skills that come out of that, those are things that need to be taught and understood as well. And that's patchy, okay, in our school system right now, and because it's not part of our curriculum. And that's something that we think it needs to be, right, in the Irish Computer Society, something we believe. And really, if we're going to take advantage of the opportunities that the economy of the future is presenting, we have to prepare our kids for those things. And Tech Week is all about trying to shine a light on what those opportunities are, try to make sure that there's a high level of interest from our students in those kind of jobs, you know?
Yeah, because it's interesting you say that, because, as I said, I kind of use Facebook myself, but I mean, it's only recently a friend of mine was explaining to me the advantages of, say, if you drill down into it, what the technology allows you to do, which is, there's a lot of stuff in there that maybe we don't understand. But interestingly, from the education point of view, I mean, our school system, are we kind of a little bit betwixt and between? I mean, is our school system still kind of concentrating on the three R's, for want of a better word?
Yeah.
And we're probably moving away now into a much more tech age. And is there now a situation where our educators, and we need to sit down and we need to say, look, this, for want of a better word, has become an antiquated, just even...
Yeah, I think, you know, like, look, we can use whatever language we want around this, but I think you put your finger on a major issue, right?
Yeah.
Which is, we need to be preparing our next generation for the society and for the jobs that are going to present them, right? And that's a big function within our school system. And I think that there needs to be a lot more thinking and a lot more, kind of debate about what it is that we're doing there. And it goes down to some of the, those kind of things that you've just mentioned,
yeah.
This needs to be integrated into our curriculum, this way of thinking, right? And it needs to be part of everything that we're doing. But it's absolutely essential that we impart at least the digital literacy skills that I talked about, the ability to use software, in a work or in an academic environment that is absolutely expected by employers. It's actually expected by third level, and we get a huge amount of feedback from third levels. They're saying the kids are coming out of secondary school and they're not prepared to use basic
Microsoft Office Suite or stuff like that. Yeah,
those kind of things. Yeah, or Google Office, whatever they're using.
Yeah.
They're all kind of similar, but there's kind of generic skills that we call digital literacy skills that have to be taught to kids.
Yeah.
And we're missing the boat on those as well.
It'd be a most interesting debate, I would imagine, Jim.
And certainly we're engaged in that. But one of the things I do want to emphasize to you is, so we have the event at Dublin Castle, right?
Uh-huh.
But we also have registration packs that schools can take. Can avail of for both primary and secondary schools, and all they need to do is go on to techweek.ie and just apply for the schools, and we'll send them out the packs of activity packs or all kinds of things that the teachers can use during the week to take part in Tech Week and make sure that the kids have an active kind of sense of what's going on. There's also a Tech Week app that will be available for download this week. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of tech quizzes and little activities that the kids can do using the app that make them kind of more aware of technology, and also a lot of games and that sort of thing that are built into that for them to have a bit of fun with.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the things I think is very interesting is this Twiz Night. It's a real-time Twitter activated or Twitter-enabled tech quiz that's going to take place on the Monday and Wednesday of Tech Week this year as well.
Right.
So that's going to be something the general public can kind of take part in, a little kind of a table quiz on your own table.
On your own table. That'd be an interesting one, because I only really dabble in Twitter. I don't do an awful lot on Twitter. I just only dip into it now and again. So it might be a good opportunity to get a little bit more use out.
And it's actually real time, something you can take part in as well. So I mentioned the Scouts as well.
Yeah.
The Scouts and the Girl Guides are doing a lot of, there's actually been a specific pack put together for the Scout troops and the Girl Guide groups to participate in Tech Week as well, and they're doing great work with trying to get their participants all aware of what's going on with technology and also actually using it and whatnot. So there's lots of ways to interact with technology during Tech Week.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting, Jim. Just remind us of the dates again.
Yep. So it is April 26th through the 2nd of May is the totality of the week. And there's events going on the entire week, right?
Yeah.
And then on the 29th, let me just make sure, the 29th and 30th of April at Dublin Castle, that's when we're having the showcase, right? That's going to be open to the public. And we're going to have the competition, the culmination of the competition. There'll be a lot of excitement down around there. And the other thing is we're having an IT Professionals Day on the Monday, the 27th, and that's recognizing the IT profession and the professionals that are already out there at work and making a lot of this happen for us. We're having a day of recognition of them, and there'll be some honorary fellows of the Irish Computer Society that will be awarded fellowship on that day as well, and a few things like that.
Well, that's brilliant, Jim. And if people want more information, they can go online, yeah?
Yeah, techweek.ie.
And they can get all the information there and all the events and everything else. Well, Jim, listen, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and we wish you the best of luck. And I'm going to have a dip into it myself now this evening, and I'm going to have a look on the website, because it sounds like it's going to be a fascinating and a very, very interesting
week. Yeah, and we really appreciate the support you're giving to it as well. We're really excited about it this year, and we're hoping to get over 80,000 participants, like I said.
Well, so maybe when it's all over, you'll come back on and you'll tell us how it went, and you can...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, listen, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.